Okay, today we look into the union of Einah Demesa Matzmei Rosh, of Pagina Dibura, which comes in the Sugya from Einah Demesa Matzmei Rosh. Rava, in the second version of Rami Bar Chama, said that if you say Anusim Hayinu Machmes Mamin Einem Anim, because Einah Demesa Matzmei Rosh. So the is the concept of Pagina Dibura. Pagina Dibura, and it's important that you understand the definition of Pagina Dibura. Pagina Dibura means that we take his words and we believe half of his words and not the other half. If a man walks into Bezdin and he says, Ploini Ravani Lurtsaini, or Ploini Va Al Ishti, so we believe Pliny Rava, but we don't believe Pliny Rava Ani. So we split his sentence in half. Pliny Ba'al Ishti, this man was Mizana with my wife. So we believe Pliny Ba'al Ishish, but not the Ishti part. So we say as if he said Pliny Ba'al Ishish Pliny. So that we split his words, we actually cut his words in half. That is the definition of Pagina Dibura. So Taisus says, "Kasha by Nusim Ayinu Machmes Mamin." Let's split his words in half. Let's say Anusim Hayinu. We'll accept because he's not a Rasha if he's an honest. And Machmes Mamin, we will not accept. Let's split his words. So Taisus and Taimar, Hakasav Rav Adapakin and Dibura Perakam in the Sanhedrin. Got to play your Ravani. Let's say play Balishdi and Kain Hachin Nehemne. Da'anusim hayu, avalei machmes mamin al machmes nefashis, talibid de rava kaim, we're going like rava, to machlekes, if you say pagina dibura. Rava holds that you do, so rava, like rava shita, we should say here also pagina dibura. The Taisus has four terutzim. Each one of the terutzim is important by itself. The Yeshalayim of the first Teretz, kibin dekim shtaris de rabbanon le pagina dibura, kadeh lipsol ashtaf. The first teretz is that kiyum shtaris is a drabanon, and we have to understand that. Hopefully we'll talk about kiyum shtaris in the future. Why should kiyum shtaris be a drabanon? If you bring a shtar to Bezdin, why, to prove it's a good shtar, why should that only be a din drabanon? But that we'll get to. The Taisus says, since kiyum shtaris is a drabanon, we don't say pagina dibura, it's a pasul shtar. Fine, teretz number one. Teretz number two. Oi, ein lanu laime me'atzmeinu, Tadusim hayu machmes nefashis. Da'idis machmes nefashis la shriyak in the parishis. To say, oidis machmes nefashis, someone threatens to kill you if you don't sign a shtar, that's not shriyak. Aval hatam shriyak shavalish is shacheres kamaya lishtai. Aishuravi yadamacher. But it's shriyak that someone is mazana with one ashishish, she'll be mazana with another ashishish. So therefore, that change is not loy shriyak. Chim baharaktiv, say perigbez diavamis. Yachal yes adamacher harg. So it's two terutzim. Inami third terutz. Shani hacha da machmas mami le machmas nefashis have a perusha da nusim hayinu. Hilkach loy pagin and dibura. This terutz is that machmas anusim hayinu machmas nefashis is not two words. In Hebrew it happens to be two words. But it's really a number of words that come together to say that we were forced, he threatened to kill us. It's one sentence. We were forced. So you can't split one word. It's not one sentence. It's one word. Anusim yinu machmas nefashis means we were forced. You can't split that in half. So again, the third territory. Nami shani hacha de machmas mamei de machmas nefashis have a perusha de anusim. It's just an explanation. Hilka flei pagina dibur. Aval utzayna yabal ishtai have a dibur b'fnei atzmai. Shenken, if you say someone was mizana, Lurtzaini, the Lurtzaini is an additional fact, and that you can cut off with Pagina. Inami of the last Teretz, Hacha Ikarei Disu Mashem Remanu Samayinu, Shabbat Olay Mishalei Rao Amilva. In Ken, Yadai Satsma Rishoyim, Ki Mishachasmu, right away when they say that the Havon never happened, Tosfos says Beferish, the Havon never happened, they're Shakran, and Layasu Pirish of the Vrapes. Now they have to rescue themselves by explaining their words. They'll call the Shaya Chacha Pagina Dibura. Avalahida Raktiv, Ikarei Disulay Mishanerak. Haraktiv is a case where you want to be makir a woman to remarry. So a man says the husband's dead. How do you know the husband's dead? He says, I killed her husband. Haraktiv. So he says by haraktiv, ikarei disolai mishanerak lasi asishtai. They can think you're coming not to say I murdered. You come to say the woman is mutter. So you could cut off the hikaregis, therefore we could split it. So Taisus has here four terutzim, each of the four, I think every one of the four is a terutzim mistaver. There's no terutzim sticks out as shver, and it's not a theory, it could be all terutzim, our reasons. We don't say pagina dibura. However, most Rishayim accept the third teretz. And the way they phrase it is that by Pagina Dibura, you have to be able to cut off the part of the words he's saying that are negated to him. And separate that from the main Aedis. Let's say Pliny was Mizana with an Ashes Ish, and it was his wife. Pliny Baal Ishti. So we could reconstruct the words like a construction job. You take his words, Pliny Baal Eshes Ish. When he says Eshes Ishali, you say no. Pliny Baal Eshes Ish, Pliny. He was Mizana and Eshes Ish, but it was a different one. You reconstruct the words by removing the word he's not believed about. Pliny Ravani. He's not believed Ravani. So the person doesn't hear Rava Oisi. They have Pliny Rava. Rava who? Rava is a different man. Then we say Pagina. So that Taisus' side is that we only say Pagina where you could take a sort of take a knife and cut his words into two parts. The part that's nogea to him, that you remove, and what you're left with is an edis that you make believe applied to someone else. This is Taisus' rule of Pagina Dibura. Then we only say Pagina Dibura when we can do that type of thing, we can cut his words in half. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says, now 1 minute, there's a concept of Pagina Dibura, and it's true that Pagina Dibura cannot apply here, because here you can't cut the words in half. How do you cut that in half? You can't remove his shaychis, because he's saying this about his own signature. So you can't cut it in half. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is another concept. Pagina Nemanis. Now, Taich. What's the difference between Pagina Dibura and Pagina Nemanis? Answer is, Pagina Dibura means you cut his words in half. Except one half totally, and one half you throw away. Pagina Nemanis is that you believe everything he said, but only in regard to one person. And not regard to another person. Pagina Nemanis. You split up the Nemanis of what he's saying. You accept everything he said, but only where it's the Geya, the Shtar. Not where it's the Geya, whether he's a Rasha or not. That's Pagina Nemanis. In a way, it's better than Pagina Dibur in the way it's worth. It's different in two ways. It's different. Pagina Nemanis, you don't cut the words, you accept the whole words. So in a way, you're accepting more. On the other hand, you're only accepting it legabi one person, not legabi another person. So, in regard to the amount of words you're accepting more words. In regard to who you apply it to, that's what you're cutting. That's Pagina Dibura. That's how you split it. So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger suggests that, as a rule, wherever Pagina Dibura does not apply, Pagina Nemanis should still apply. We should split Nemanis. And therefore, he asked Akasha here in our Gemara, why do we not say Pagina Nemanis? Let him say Anusim Einu Machmas Mamen. Accept the whole thing he said. Believe him Legabi Dishtar. But Dishtar is no good. And don't believe him Legabi himself to make him a Russian. So he won't be a Russian. And accept him, Legabi the Shtar, not Legabi himself. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Of course, he's going to have to prove that there's such a thing as Pagina Nemanis. But this is the kasha that he's asking. Just to make it maybe a little easier to understand, I'd like to pick an easy example of Pagina Nemanis. An easy example of Pagina Nemanis is the case of Yakir, which I told you about last week. Father is believed to say his son is a mamzer, his son is a cholom. Torah gives a person a nemanis. So here you have a baby born from his wife, and he walks into bed and he says, this baby is a mamzer, born from someone else. He's believed. He's believed legabi the child. He can say that the child is a mamzer, and that he's believed. Will his wife become a zayna? After all he's saying, his wife became pregnant from someone else. Will his wife become a zayna? No. We split the nemanis. Legabi the child, the Torah gave him nemanis. Ben Yakir. Ben Abachar Yakir lost his life. Legabi the child, we believe the whole thing he said. Legabi his wife, we don't believe him. So you see, we have a case of Pagina Nemanis. Whether you believe Legabi one thing, not Legabi another. We need, why do we ever need Pagina Dibura? We will need Pagina Dibura in a situation where Pagina Nemanis won't apply, where even Legabi the person himself, you're going to have to. We're going to have to split it. Regarding the person himself, you have to split it. We have to analyze in each case why. But this is the basic idea of Pagina Dibura, Pagina Nemanis, which is Rabbi Kivega's kashi here in our Gemara. Kivega's kashi in our Gemara is. You should say Pagina Dibura, not Pagina Nemanis. Even if you don't say Pagina Dibura, you should say Pagina Nemanis, and it should apply. Kiva Eger brings his Makar for Pagina Nemanis, not from Yakir. I mention Yakir because it's an easier example. The Stipler brings it. Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, brings a different Makar for Pagina Nemanis. And that is the case of Haraktiv. A man says this woman's allowed to remarry because I killed her husband. So Rava holds, you say Pagina Dibura. You say Harag, and you don't believe that he's the one that killed. Rav Yosef argues. Rav Yosef says that I don't hold a Pagina Dibura. Yet, by Haraktiv, he's Maida. Why by Haraktiv is he Maida? Because of Pagina Nemanis. He says when a person says Haraktiv, we can believe him Legabi the woman. Not Legabi himself. He's not going to give himself Nisa. But Legabi the woman, we believe him. And this is because by Eidus Aguna, a Rasha is believed. He's saying he's a Ritzayach. He's saying, I killed him. So, even if you don't hold the Pagina Dibura, a Rasha is believed to say Eidus by an Aguna, according to many, many Paiskim. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef, according to these Rishonim, is Maida by Haraktiv that you believe, because Pagina Nemanis. So, Zot Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's a Makar for Pagina Nemanis. So, Kapanim, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kash on Al Gemara, that we should say Pagina Nemanis here as well. And of course, it's important, Legabe, to understand the concept of Paginan. It's important, Legabe is Kasha Magamara. But maybe even more importantly, it's important to have a Havana, an understanding of the concept of Pagina Nemanis. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, you will not find the two words, Pagina Nemanis. He doesn't call it that. But this is the name that we've given to his. If you look at all the later Achrayim, they all refer to it as Pagina Nemanis, and this is the name that Pagina Nemanis has taken. The issue of Pagina Nemanis is a very contentious issue. Whether you can split a person to Eidus Legabi one person, not Legabi another. It's Nageya also to Dini Mamin. And that's why, even though today we don't have Batei Dinim to give Misa, there are situations of Dine Maminis where it applies. The case in point that the Stipler brings was the Gemara we had in Makis at the end of the first parak, just a year ago, right? Just like a long time ago. The Gemara had a case with Eloi Vituvia, Kreve da Arva Havu. Eloi and Tuvia were two witnesses. They walked into Besdin, and they said testimony that Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven owes Shimon money. And Levi is the Arav. Levi guaranteed the loan, which means that if Reuven can't pay, Levi will have to pay. The catch was that Eloi and Tuvia were related to Levi. Eloi and Tuvia were related to Levi. The question is, could he accept these two witnesses? They're saying Reuven owes Shimon money. They're not related to Reuven and Shimon. Just that if Reuven doesn't pay, they'll go to Levi. And their relatives of Levi, are they saying anything about their relative? Or should we say no? They're saying it is about others. Might have a negiah to the relative. They're saying it is about others. So the Gemara says that Rav Papa wanted to accept them. He said they're saying it is about the mouth and the life. That's a good avis. And Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, said no. You can't accept them because it's no get to the Arif. If the Levi doesn't have money, they're going to go to the Arif. So this is the Gemara's case in Makis. And the issue of Palginan, obviously, comes in that Gemara, because there, the case of Palginan 1. What are we looking to split? If you would want to accept these witnesses, you would have to split what? What? But that he's not an Arif, maybe. Whereas we can really say Palginan Dibura here. We can accept, cut the words in half. They're saying, hey, this Reuven owes much money to Shimon, and Levi the Arif. Chop it in half. Chop it up, what Levi said. You say Pagina Dibura, no? Forgetting about Pagina Nemanis. Just a regular Pagina Dibura. No? You know what I'm saying? They said, hey, this Reuven owes Shimon. And Levi said, Arif. Then, they won't say Pagina. What?
Like part of
the
tonight, only one, no one
makes him
in a
label,
only
able to. It's tough if he doesn't have Avis on the Arab, he doesn't have Avis in the Arab, he doesn't have witnesses, he doesn't have witnesses. What are you going to do? He doesn't have witnesses anyway. So because you could say that this Gemara is Pagina Dibura, the Ravid says no. He changes the case. So that's not pshat. The pshat I told you till now is Rashi, that the witnesses said that he was alone and he was Narev. Ravid says no. That the Eidim were not saying Eidim on the loan. The loan was, we knew there's a loan, we knew there's an Arev. We knew that independently. There was no stintire over that. There was a sichsuch over the Piran, if it was paid. And the dintire was over whether it was paid. So the two witnesses come in and they said either it was paid or it wasn't paid. So now there's no Pagina Dibura, right? They walk into bed and they say, Reuven paid Shimon. What are you going to cut in half? Is there anything to cut in half? Nothing. According to Rashi, they said Reuven loaned Shimon money and Levi was an Arif. Then you could cut it in half. Say, Reuven loaned Shimon, I believe you. Levi was an Arif, I don't believe you. So Rashi, it's Shver, should say Pagina Dibura. But the Ravid learns that it's a case where you can't say Pagina Dibura. Why? Because it's not a case where the Edom said there's an Arif. We knew there's an Arif. We knew Reuven was Shimon money. We knew there's an Arif. The two witnesses are saying that Reuven paid. That's all they're saying. Reuven paid Shimon. Now, how are you going to cut that in half? You can't cut the words in half. No way. Therefore, there's no Pagina Dibura. Seems to be very smooth and geschmack. I made copies. I'd like you to see, because there's more to the Ravid. I think I made enough copies for the class, so you can pass it around. As I told you last week, you have now a brief period of time where you have the time to look properly. You should really do it all the time, but especially now, to look into the Rishayim and the Achrayim that we're discussing inside. And I'd like very much that you try to understand this rush, especially those of you who saw it a year ago. It's like, some Sefer says that Parshas Zachar we learn every year, because after 12 months you forget things. So, here it hopefully will come back a little bit. I'd like to see the Russian side, a little of it with you. Hope you have time to hurry over it the way you should. And you'll see right away why this Ravid and Rush has everything to do with Rabbi Kiva Eger that Pagin and Nemanis. Okay, Simin, it says Yud Gimel Yud Aleph in the first column. Okay, follow along. Basically, the first part I've already explained to you. Eloi v'tudia krevi d'arva hava. Sover of papalam emar. Gabi leiv of amalva rechaikim nimi. So if Papa had thought to say, the Lashon Sovelam emar, he was made at the end. In the beginning he thought that we should believe them. Just not, just because Gabi d'amalva leiv, they believed. They were chaikim. Amalera from the brother of Yeshua, no. Ilasei l'leiv, la basar v'azom. There will be no life when we go to the earth. Now, Pirish Rashi, first Rashi Shita. Dei de alva havi. What were they saying? Hey, this about the loan itself. V'dam lahad Yerushalmi. It's similar to Yerushalmi. Kasem nechasav l'shnei b'nei adav. Somebody wrote a shtar that he's giving his money to Reuven and Shimon. V'edim k'shem was epsilon was that. And edim akarev to Reuven and akarev to Shimon. So, hachanami. He's sitting here. It's the get to two people. Even the is iles le'laiva azul basarva. Since here it's also the get to two people, alive and the arv. And came nichtav shtar al alive via al arv. Therefore, if we say the life has to pay, we'll write a shtar to be mechayev the life and the arv. The king of psul arv psulam af le'laiva. This is Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, and what Shver on Rashi is. We said before that like Rashi should say Pagina. Why did you say Pagina according to Haravit Kasav? The Ravit comes up in a different shot. Shatane Sayam Aliske Piroi. The entire is over whether there was a payment. Kagan Shama Laiva Lamava Paraticha. Like the Laiva told the Malva, I paid you. Ubatina Zu Nifter Ariv. And this Taina would part of the Ariv. The witnesses came. He says, it's not true, he didn't pay. The same as the witnesses that he did pay. The nimsa are of Messiah. So till now, everything is very geschmack, the way I explained it to you. The Ravid is bothered. According to Rashi, we should say Pagin and Dibura. And therefore, the Ravid has his own shot. The Imtaima. Frek, the Rosh Akasha. Now, bear in mind, who's he asking on now? Now he's asking on the Ravid, right? He brought the Ravid now. Tim Taimar Nehemne Lagabe Laiva Shalai Para Falai Nehemne Lagabe Ariv Defakino Dibura Bidi Dahavai De Parakam De Sanhedrin Plaini Rava Rava Lertzaini Huvachem Mistar from Lahargai Defakino Dibura. What's his cash? What? You say Paginon. How are we going to say Paginon? So what's that? Is that Pagina Dibura, Pagina Nemanis? This Vim Taimer is splitting what? What are you splitting in this Vim Taimer? What are you splitting? You're splitting his words? What did the Eidim say? Which words? I know, it says here Pagina Dibura. I'm just trying to figure out what it means. What did the Eidim say? Edom said, Reuven did not pay Shimon. Those are the words of the Edom. So he asked, we should say Pagin and Dibura. What does that mean? What does he mean by Pagin and Dibura? How do you split the words? Reuven didn't pay Shimon. So what are you going to split? What are you going to cut off? Can you do any type of a construction on those words? See, the point is, and the Stipler makes this point, that this Vim Taimar, this Kasha, really is a proof that you say Pagin on their manas. Because in this Kasha, what does the Rush want to do with this Vim Taimar? What does he want to do? What does the Rush want to do? Again, Pagin on their manas means you believe the whole thing, Lagavihim and not Lagavihim. That's what Pagin and the Manas means. Pagin and Dibura is that you cut the words. This case, like the Ravid, is not a case of cutting words. The Ravid says that what happened is the Edom say Reuven didn't pay Shimon. That sounds like what? You can't cut the words. Reuven didn't pay Shimon. We're going to change it to Reuven didn't pay Levi. Makes sense. The Din Torah is between Reuven and Shimon. And Edom say Reuven didn't pay Shimon. And what's the Vim Taimar? Nehemne Legabe Laiva, Shlei Para. But like Nehemne Legabe Arif, the Pagina Dibura. That means that what we are calling Pagina Nemanis is what the Rush here seems to assume is another type of Pagina Dibura. Which would indicate that, at least from the Kasha, a proof to Rabbi Akiva Eger's side that there is such a thing as Pagin on their manas. Because we're saying here that you can split it. It's even inside. Vim Taimar, Nehemne Lagabi, Laiva Shalai Para, Nehemne Lagabi Arv, the Pagin on the Bura. And he brings the same Gemara as that Tysus brought. Mibi Avi, the Parakam, the Sanhedrin, Plaini Ravi, Lord Sinai, Huvacham, and Staff, and the Harva, the Pagin on the Bura. You can't believe in Lagavi himself. Barbanisos, two people said this about him. One of them said he loaned money Baribis. The Isaac Baribsa, he lent me money Baribis, Upasle Rava, the Barbanisos. And Rava said that Barbanisos is Pasalaitis, Mishum Dadam Karavay Salatsmai. So we say we believe he lent Beribis, which makes him Pasul Ahidus. We just don't believe that he lent you Beribis. It can be a bonus. H above Amaharakti Labaila Shal Ishazu, Shemasi and Isa. The Mehemnina Laisha Narag, Veloisha, who Hargai? Hachanami Lifla Gdibura, Velamni Lagabi Laiva Lechavi Ariv. From this Rush's Kasha, it seems clear, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that there is such a thing as Pagin and Nemanis, that you can split an Eidus and believe in Lagabi one person and not believe in Lagabi somebody else. The question is, what's the Yesh Mitaratzim? What's his Teretz? The Yesh Mitaratzim, the Loidami. So the Rush, the Loidami, our case of Eloi Vitudi is not similar. There the Eidus are coming to say Eidus on what? On either to mechayev the person Misa, plainly Rava Ravani, or Lemifsleikasi to make him pasul Eidus. Hilchach beikra Eidus shem Aymrim Sharava Shalava Beribis Nemanim. Mashama Lididi Nivechmini Nenu. Volim Kablina Mina. This Yesh Mitaratzim sounds like we're saying, no, we only say Pagin and Dibura, or you could cut his words in half. Or you could say he did it, but not to me. Hashem came by us, we can't split it in half because if Reuven didn't pay, then ladies, the Arav automatically, then you don't say Pagin. So that in the teretz of this Rush, it sounds very much that the Rush is rejecting Rabbi Kiveg. That his kasha was, we should split them on this. His teretz is, you can't split them on this. It's not possible. You can only split things, we can make up a new story. Pliny Ravani, you make up a new story. Pliny Rav Pliny. Then you say Pagina. But he can make up a new story. He say, hey, you don't say Pagina. This is the the whole Rabbi Akiva Eger's Yisayit hinges on this rush. Because Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying there's such a thing as Pagina Nemanis. This proof is disputed from Yavamis. And the entire case almost hinges on this rush, and there's one other place in the Rishayim, which I'll mention briefly. Whether you say, depending on how you learn the teretz of this rush, depends on whether halacha we could say pagina nemanis. So it's something to try to understand. The back and forth of it is a very fine line of reading the words. The question is, what is the crucial part of the Yesh Mitarzim? I mean, that's a crucial part. It requires a certain amount of haraving, reading the words, to try to see what the focus of the rush seems to be. And based on that, you can either hold a pagina and a manas or not. The stifler here in our Gemara brings this and an emphasis to the discussion. So this is the stifler's basis for pagina and a manas, is this makar in the Rishon. There's a Reb Chaim who finds a different Rishon to throw the whole Indian of pagina and a manas on. A different Rishon. This is a tshuva of the Rashba. Case that the Rashba was talking about is a saita. You know that a saita is warned. Kinoi v'stirash. Kinoi means she's warned. She should not be yichud with a man. And then stirash. She's locked up in a room with this man. So what's the din? She has to go drink the mei saita. Now, if she admits she was mezana, what's the din? She doesn't drink. If she admits she was mezana, she doesn't drink. It's only if she claims she wasn't mezana, the husband's suspicious of her, then she drinks. If an eid echad says she was mezana, so we paskin that an eid echad is neman to say she was mezana, not to give her misa, but that she doesn't drink the mesa. So if an eid echad says she was nitma, she was mezana, she doesn't drink the mesa. The Rashba was asked, what happens in the case of a saita? What's a saita? A saita needs kinoi. The husband had to warn her, don't be biyichud with Pliny. So pick a name. Pliny is Reuven. The husband says, don't be biyichud with Reuven. Then, she's biyachud with Reuven. So tell him not to drink the May saita. When Eid Echad comes to say she's Tamei, she doesn't drink. What happens if the Eid Echad is Reuven? Reuven comes and he says, I was mezana with her. I was mezana with her. Does she drink? That's a shayla. Eid Echad is not in Russia. He's not believed to say he was mezana with Eishes Ish. So the Rashba says Palgina. He could say this. He could say I was mezana, and we say Palgina. Now, think for a minute. What type of Palgina will we say here? Is this Palgina Dibura or Palgina Nemanis? You have a woman ready to drink May Saifer. Mia comes to the bezin, says I was mezana with her. So let's see. If you want to say Palgina Dibura, you have to cut the words in half, but you have to take out the I. They're saying, I was mezana with her. Say, Yankel was mezana with her. And if Eid Echad says Yankel was mezana, is he believed? No. You can't stop saying Eidus about someone. If there was Kinoi, if she was warned not to be miyachid with him, it's like lying with Dover, and Eid Echad could say she shouldn't drink. But here, Reuven is the one who she was warned not to be miyachid. She's drinking Meis Saita, because she was warned about Yichud with Reuven. And Reuven says, I was Mezana. If you take Reuven's name out of the picture, then who was Mezana? then you have no name. Pliny was Mizana, Erecha can't say about Stam, a man was Mizana with a woman. It's only a case of Saita. So here you have to leave the I was Mizana of Ruvain. You have to leave the I in. And if you leave the I was Mizana in, and you say Palgina, that's Palgina, and they're honest. That means you can't cut his words in half. You have to accept the whole words. I was Mizana with her. You have to accept the whole thing. And you accept the Lagabi Har, that she shouldn't drink. You don't believe the Lagabi him, because they're the Mason Master Rosh. So to tie in, this is the Makar de Rishayim, that you say Palginan Nemanis. You say Palginan Nemanis. Makar will be from this Rosh. So we have two possible Makaris of Pagina Nemanis. The truth is that this Rajba is quoted by the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Saita, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. And the Mishnah Melech argues, Mishnah Melech says that you can't say Pagina because you can't cut his words in half. So from the Mishnah Melech it sounds like he does not hold the Kribiki Vagor. He holds that you only say Palgino when you can cut his words in half, not when you can't. So sort of like this Rush, when you read the first part of the Rush, it's a right to Rebbe Kivager. And then when you have the Yesh Mitaratzim, it seems to be the opposite. The same thing here, the Rush was a right to Rebbe Kivager. But the Mishnah Melech Taina is a Raya, and at least the Mishnah Melech held differently. So these are the two Makairis and the Rishaynim that we should say Palgina Nemanis, or perhaps not say Palgina Nemanis. Now the Stipler does an interesting thing. He goes through Shas and he searches for cases of Palgina Nemanis, and he comes up with 5 cases of Palgina Nemanis. 5 different cases which would seem to be proof to Rebbe Kiva Eger that you say Palgina Nemanis. That's why you will have to, of course, answer it. So go through the 5. The first, of course, is Yakir, that I mentioned to you before. Again, we're trying to prove what? Pagina Nemanis, which means that you can take a person's total edus and believe it l'gabi one person and not believe it l'gabi someone else. Pagina Nemanis again, we believe it l'gabi one and not l'gabi someone else. First case is Yakir. Yakir, a man says, Benizah Mamzeru. He's implying that his wife was Mizana. More than implying, he's saying his wife was Mizana. Because we know that this child was born to this woman. We know that she was married to him. He's believed Lagabi the child, to say the child is a Mamzer. He's not believed Lagabi his wife, to say that she is a Zaina. If later he dies, she becomes an Amana, she can marry a Kain. It's a raya, we split them on us, that we can take a man's words and believe it legabe one person and not legabe another. Right, number 2, from Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. Shavya, what is Shavya Anafshe? We've had this in the past. Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. If I come into Bezdin and I say this is Chaylev, so I believe legabe myself. Not believe Lagabi others. If I see someone else's meat is treif, Lagabi myself, I'm believed. But I'm not believed Lagabi him. Shavya Nashi, Chaticha Di Isura, or the other case, Shavya Nashi, a man says, I was Mekadish this woman. I was Mekadish this woman. Lagabi himself, he's believed. Lagabi, that means he's also to this woman's craving. But this woman herself, she's not an Aishas Ish. He did not believe the Gabi Har. Shavya Nashi Chaticha Di Isura. Sounds like Palgina Nemanis. We believe him, Lagabi himself. And we don't believe him, Lagabi others. Now it's true, the disciple points out, that this depends on how you learn Shavya Nashi Chaticha Di Isura. Depends on how you learn the lumdis of Shavya Nafshe. And I told you, every time you have Shavya Nafshe, it immediately has to come into mind. Why is a person believed to make himself Megabi himself. So we have two pshatim. Either it's a neder, the kayach a neder. We really don't believe him. Just like he made a neder that this piece of meat should be also to be like chaylev. Or, I think that was the Shah HaMelech that said that it's a din neder. But the Nadi Yehuda disagreed. Bava says kasha. Shavi Anash is a din neder. What shver? Remember what? A test the darim should help for Shavi Anash. But should be able to mount a neder. There's no such thing. So the Nadi Yehuda held that it's a din of nemanis. That a person's believed Lagavi himself. President Mamish believed Lagavi himself. So according to the Nadi Yehuda, we have here a second case of Pagin and Nemanis. A person's belief, Lagabe himself, and now Lagabe others. Pagin and Nemanis. The third case, the rule that Haidas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. We have a rule that Haidas Baldin is Kameya Edim. When a person says Edis about himself, about money issues, he's believed like 100 witnesses. A man comes into Besdin, he says, I borrowed $100 from Pliny, he's totally believed. Totally believed that he owes the person $100. When he comes to Besdin, he says, I broke his window, by mamin, haidas baldin kameya edim dami, where do we learn that from? How do we know a person could be made by mamin? Remember? What did you last read? How do we know from made by mitzvahs? Since the Torah says if someone is Maida b'miktas, he swears. You see, if you're Maida, that you believe. You believe the Gavi yourself. So, Haidas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. So, there's one case of Haidas Baldin. A man dies, leaves over three sons. So, three sons split the Yerusha. The Bachar gets to a double, and whatever, however they split. One of the sons says, you know, there was a fourth brother. He brings in a man, he says, this man is a fourth brother. He also gets a chelek in Yerusha. What happens? So what happens becomes you have to call in an accountant, right? You have your three brothers. One's a Bechar. He gets 50%. The other one gets 25%. The other one gets 25%. Now, one of the brothers comes in. Let's say one of the 25% brothers comes in. He says, this brother is a fourth brother. The other side, we don't believe it. What do you do now? So the one that's supposed to get 50% still gets 50%. Can't be mighty mama in an eight echa. What? No, he's not the one. It doesn't matter. The 20, hey, we have to give names. Reuven the Bechar. Then you have Shimon and Levi, three brothers. Shimon says that there's a fourth brother. Reuven doesn't have to believe him. Reuven gets the 50% he would have got. Who did I say? So there's a brother. So Levi doesn't have to believe him. Levi gets his 25%. Shimon knows he's a fourth brother. What does Shimon have to do? He has to recalculate. If it's true that there are four brothers, so what percentage does each brother get? There are four brothers, and the Bechar gets 40%, and the three brothers get 20 each. Right? 40, 20, 20, 20. Which means that if it's true that he's a brother, he gets 20, he gets 5 from me. So I'm getting 20, I'm getting 25, I have to give him 5. Levi would have to give him 5, and the Bechar have to give 10. Well, Reuven and Levi don't believe me. But I, Shimon, I say he's a Bechar, I say he's a brother, rather. I have to give him 5% of my 25. Because of Lishitasi, he's entitled to 5% of the 25 that I have. So what does that mean? Isn't that Pagin and Nemanis? Isn't that we're saying that when Shimon says there's another brother, Lagabe himself, he's believed. Not Lagabe others. Shimon says another brother. So he's saying that what?
Here again, the Ksai says
there are two ways to understand Adam Neman Alatzma Yesim Emeya Eidim.
You have two ways to understand. Just like by Shav Yanashe, there are those who say he's believed, and some say he's making a neder. The same thing when a person comes into Bezin and says, I owe $100. So he says he can learn two ways. He can learn he's believed. Taka Ne'emanis. We believe him that he borrowed $100. Or maybe he's not believed. He's an Eirechad. Eirechad's not believed. It's just that he could create a Hiskaibus. When he comes to the bed and says, I owe $100, or he said, this person's a brother, he's creating a Hiskaibus, Kilo was true. Obviously, if you learn he's creating a Hiskaibus, then it's not a riot. But if you learn that it's a, that he's not creating a Hiskaibus, if you learn that he's Naaman, then it would seem that it is a riot. So they have Yakir, Shav Yanashe, and Eidos Baldin, three places. A fourth place. The Gemara, towards the end of Yevamis, says that a woman is believed to say, Meis Bailik. The woman says, my husband died, she's allowed to remarry. It's a takana of agunais. Normally a woman shouldn't be believed, and certainly not one. Why should she be believed to say, Meis Bailik? Because we say Isha Daiko Mitzvah. A woman is Madaik, she doesn't remarry. She knows, she says her husband's dead, and he walked in alive, then no one's going to believe her anymore that he's dead. But she'll be also not only to her husband, but to her new husband too. Isha Daiko Mitzvah, a woman is Madaik. And therefore, a woman is believed to remarry on her own say so. She says, my husband died. Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin has a shayla. If a woman comes into Beis Din and says, Mei Spaili, so Beis Din says, okay, Isha Daiko Mitzvah, we believe you. Could the children now say, okay, he's dead, we want to take our Yerusha? We want to take our Yerusha, he's dead. Halacha is they cannot. Ein nechnasan l'nachla. They can't take their Yerusha because it's only an Eirechad. A woman, it's maybe not even an Eirechad. But for her to remarry, she can remarry. Imagine. For Nithakaris, Eisha says she can remarry. For Nachla, not. That would seem to be a raya that Pagina Nemanis. We believe her Legabi herself, and we do not believe her Legabi other people. Pagina Nemanis. A fourth raya to Maguna. And the fifth raya is another Gemara in Yevamis, that Mem Zayin, where a person who has a Cheskas Yisrael comes into Beis Din. He's been living in town, but Cheskas, he's a Yid. We trust him, he's a Yid. He says, now I became a Yid. Niskayarti Beini Lebein Atzmi. I did a geirus. I did my own geirus. No Beis Din, no witnesses. I did it all by myself. A few years ago, there was this Japanese terrorist who shot up Plut Airport. I remember when it happened, because I was in Israel shortly thereafter. Imagine walking into an airport and seeing the machine gun holes in the wall. That I remember. The early 70s. A Japanese guy shot up the airport, and he's in jail in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have the brains to just kill him. He's sitting in jail. So he was Mekayer himself. Took a nail clipper, did a bris. I don't know if they gave him a nail. And he was Mekayer himself. So what's the din? Someone's Mekayer himself. He's still Japanese, You're not Mekayer yourself. No such thing. You can't be Mekayer yourself. Okay? This is the cries of Beis Din. So now you have this man who walks in, he's been living here as a Yid, and he tells somebody, this Gayarti Beini Lebein Atzmi, I was a guy myself. So you tell him, what are you talking about? You're a guy yourself, then you're a guy. Give me a guy yourself. He says, really? Okay, so I'm a guy. So Gemara says, and he says, this Gayarti Beini Lebein Atzmi, Paisel Atzmi, the Einai Paisel Benai. He could passel his own Yichus. He could passel himself. But he has a son as Becheskes Yid. His son continues Becheskes Yid. Even though his father wasn't Jewish, he's not Jewish.
But if he lives here, Bechesbis Yisrael, Paisel Atzma, he's ain't a Paisel B'nai. Case number five, of Nemu Lagavi himself, and not Lagavi others. So at the stipel of the Chayr, we have a number of cases in Shas, where we see the Fetish, the Yisrael of Rabbi King Eger, that Pagin on Nemanis. The stipel says, there's got to be some parents. I mean, five Beferish and Sugyas, they're not, you know, obscure sugyas. Shavi and Afshay is a known sugya. So the stipler says it must be that these five cases are unique. Every one of these five is what he calls a din mechudesh. Every one of these five cases is a unique case where the rules of Eidus change. Yakir. Torah gave a man an ability to say this about his son, one person. Shavi and Afshay, or to Paisel his own Yichus. All these five cases, Aguna, are cases where an individual was given special rights. It's not a typical case of Eidus. And since all these five cases are not typical cases of Eidus, so there we say Pagin HaNemanis. Because we say, Ein Lecha Ela Chidushay. The Torah said a Chidush of Yakir, the Rabbanan said a Chidush of Aguna being believed, or Shavi HaNafshei, or Adam Neman Al Atzmai. All these cases, the Torah said a Chiddush. A person is believed alone. If it's a Mechudishtik case where a person is believed alone, of course we say Pagin and Nemanis. That's not really, you know, it's coming to Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's posh. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishlamel, those who argue, the Rush, we're talking with the in a normal case of Eidus, do we say Pagin and Nemanis or not? So that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger Shaila. In a case where the Torah gave a unique circumstance, there it's a davar pashut that you split them on this, because it's a din mechudash, and therefore in those five cases, it's not a raya that we say pagin and emanis everywhere else. Because those five cases are unique in that we give an emanis to one person, one aid, so ein lecha lechidushay, we give him whatever we give him in the emanis, but not like the others. So there, everyone will agree Pagin and Nemanis in these five cases. It's no riot, Rabbi Kiva. Once you learn this stipler, you should chap right away that Rabbi Chaim's raya is knocked off. Rabbi Chaim's raya was from which case? The Chuvas HaRashba? The case of a Saita. What is the case of a Saita? Also, a Saita was B'yichud. The Torah believed in Eid Echa to say Nitma. The Rashba says we say Pagina. There, it's the sixth case. The step was five. It's the sixth case. It's the sixth case. It's a case where the Torah gave an Eid Echa Nemanis, a special Nemanis, like I'll be drinking May Saita. So Reb Chaim wants to prove from that Rashba, that Pagina Nemanis, according to this stipler, it's not a Raya anymore. Because it's not a raya, because there it's also a unique case where an Eid Echad is believed. And being that it's a unique case where an Eid Echad is believed, so that's a totally different story. There's no shaches, no connection. So this is the union of Pagin and Nemanis. I would like very much that all of you should take the time to learn through the Russian side, the stipler inside. Tomorrow we're going to move, but not a lot. We're going to move on to the next sugya, next piece of the sugya. But take the time. You have the time. Please use it wisely.